Meet the Neighbors. Every morning we walk our dog, Cooper. When doing so, we often meet the neighbors. Unfortunately, we don't know the names of most of our neighbors, and so, instead of going through the laborious act of asking, and then remembering their names, we have just come up with nicknames which seem appropriate. For instance, there is the nice gentleman, and sometimes his wife, who walk their dog, Cowgirl. Of course, we wouldn't forget such a great doggy name, so there are respectively Cowgirl's dad and sometimes Cowgirl's mom. Then there is the nice lady who walks with her husband, who, unfortunately, suffers from Parkinson's and cannot walk very fast or very far. Not wanting to leave him behind, she just briskly walks back and forth across the road, thus able to move fast and cover a lot of ground and not leave him behind. She is affectionately known as Serpentine Lady. Another regular walker is the friendly guy who always uses two high-tech walking sticks as he ambles along. He never meets us without a ready quip, usually at our expense. Accordingly, he is the stick-it-to-us guy. And of course, we can't forget Gossip Girl. She never walks very far. She might make it further if she didn't need to stop every other walker she meets with the question, "Did you know?" Of course we didn't know, and we really didn't care to know. But it matters not. Most days we continue our Cooper walk outside the gates. Here we often run into Grouchy Guy. He always seems to be scowling, perhaps because he doesn't really like walking, but feels obligated, sort of like everybody. He always says morning, but actually doesn't. He just mouths the word, but doesn't make a sound. We suspected he might actually be mute until one day he was walking with a woman, Grouchy Guy's wife, who also says morning without making a sound. Not to judge, we just mouth morning back at them. Also outside the gates is Lady in White. An elderly woman, very pleasant and always dressed completely in white, who once walked with other members of her family, but now is always alone. We're assuming that the rest of her family was just visiting Grandma in Hawaii for a while. Aware, however, that they seemed to never stop arguing with each other, despite Grandma's pleas to just enjoy the walk, perhaps they actually did live here, but met with an unfortunate and untimely demise. One which Grandma, surprisingly stoic, knows nothing about. Less often we meet Schuster Heights Lady, who jogs, or appears to jog, but actually covers ground at a pace a bit short of a stroll. She is always with earphones glued to her ears and never speaks or acknowledges our presence. It's like we didn't exist as we stroll past. In contrast to Schuster Heights, was a delightful young woman we met only once. She approached us, just outside the gates, and started a conversation that, while extremely friendly, left us wondering if we were suddenly speed dating to find a new best friend. In the course of a few seconds, we knew more about her, and she about us, than is the case with all of our longtime friends, and most of our relatives for that matter. We haven't seen her again, and perhaps never will, but will always remember her fondly as, "What the fuck was that girl?" Back inside the gates is a woman who was once a member of the aforementioned board of directors of our HOA. She was, in fact, once the president of the board. As such, she has spearheaded several punitive actions regarding violations that we had allegedly committed. We have successfully avoided any punition so far, but understandably, do not think of her with great affection. I'm sure we actually know, or at least knew her given name. It has been affixed to all our certified letters of violation, but still prefer to refer to her as that memorable character from the beloved classic, The Wizard of Oz. We live in the most western state of the Union, and on that west side of the Big Island, in that state, it is only appropriate that this vindictive lady be forever known as the Wicked Witch of the West. 6/7/2019.